Okay, you're recording.
Do we have a nomination for vice chairman?
Mr. Chairman, I would nominate to leave it the same and have Commissioner Bowsman be our vice chairman.
And is there a second?
I would second that.
It's been moved and seconded that Joel Bowsman serve as vice chairman. Are there any further nominations? Is there any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carried. All opposed? I forgot to ask for that. Any opposed? Motion carried. Okay, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. First off, I'd like to thank my fellow commissioners for their confidence and trust for putting me in this position of leadership with this board. I'd also like to...
Just a little something.
I was going to say this.
I like it.
Thank you, Commissioner Ross.
Hey, I had the day off.
I don't think the handle's going to hold up.
As I was saying, I would also like to thank Commissioner Rawhauser, Commissioner Bowsman, and Commissioner Noble for the time and efforts and the unity in which we've spent the last 2 years serving the needs of the county. It's been a well-functioning board, and I look forward to that continuing. I would like to welcome Commissioner Vickery to the board. Say welcome aboard and look forward with working you as we all move forward in doing the business of the county. I would like to recognize Carrie as a new clerk. Looking forward to working with you as well. And for the record, let it be known it's going to be a challenge and a work in progress. So we ask that you bear with us as we move forward. I think that as a group, our goal, is to try to work with the opportunities and chances that are presented to us to move this county forward to meet the needs of the county and take the opportunity to serve all the constituents in the county, whether they put us in this position or not, here we are. So having said that, we will now move on to our agenda. And the first item on our agenda is to approve the minutes from the last meeting. So
moved. Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the minutes from the December meeting. Is there any discussion, questions? If not, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. No opposition. Motion carries. The next item on our agenda is to declare the 2019 holidays in accordance with Wyoming Statute 84-101. I think we have a list of us that's been prepared of those holidays. And I would entertain a motion that we set the holidays as listed in accordance to Wyoming statute.
Mr. Chairman, one question on, since we usually wind up talking about this, depending on what day Christmas Day comes on, have we, and I have to ask the full-time county employees because I don't remember, do we normally let everybody off early the day, like Christmas Eve day, the 24th, or how have we done that in the past?
Sometimes they let us go home at noon, depending on how the schedule falls. And
well, the schedule, this Christmas Day is Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
Right? So, I don't know, is that a decision, or do we just leave that up to each elected official, depending on how busy they are, or what?
I think it's probably better if it's consistent throughout the courthouse, because, you know, if the treasurer's office decides to go home, then it's better if it comes from you and tells us it's okay to go home at noon or 1 or whatever, or stay there.
So is there, I guess, I don't spend time in the courthouse on that particular afternoon. What's it like? Is there a recommendation from the other elected officials if we close at noon on the 24th or stay open the 24th?
We're not that busy on Christmas Eve. Most people are getting ready for company or they're out of town. After Christmas is busy, but not before.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but last Christmas, was recently, Christmas was on a Tuesday, and we did close the courthouse on Monday at noon, correct?
All day.
Mm-hmm. All day, which was a four-day holiday.
Mm-hmm.
However, with Christmas being on Wednesday, I guess it's... My thought would be that we, in terms of making that allowance, that we would close at noon on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chairman, I move we'll accept the holidays listed as presented with that would include closing at noon on the 24th of December.
I'll second that.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that we accept the holidays as presented with the addition of closing the courthouse at noon on Christmas Eve, Tuesday, December 24th. Any further comment or discussion? If not, I'll signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, the next item we have is to establish our meeting schedule for 2019. We have a tentative date or calendar set based on the first and third Tuesdays of the month. After reviewing that, I would entertain a motion as to what dates we set for our upcoming yearly meeting schedule.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
If it's at all possible, I'd like to move the March 19th meeting to the next week, which would be the week of the 25th.
Okay.
The 19th and during spring break.
Now, carry with that consideration, is that going to cause any undue hardship with what duties you may have to perform in terms of claims and payroll?
From the 19th to the 26th, for example.
To the 26th. Well, just any time that payroll is moved or accounts payable is moved, it does generate either a whole bunch at one time or a little bit at another time. We can make it happen whenever, but the vendors usually like to know when they're going to receive their money, and we can keep it pretty close to what it is, and that's helpful. But if it needs to be moved, then we can. We can always pay the bills around it.
I guess another question would be, would it be better if we tried to move it up 5 days earlier rather than one week later? It wouldn't.
Okay.
So you...
I'd put two in a row if you did.
What's that?
I'd put the two in a row.
Yeah, I'm just, yeah. I understand, but we're getting towards the end of the month, mm-hmm. and you can work around that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's been one indication from Commissioner Noble with regards to the March meeting. Are there any others?
Are you saying that we would have the March meeting on the 26th?
Yes.
I would be in California on the 26th.
So I guess with what we're saying, if we did it on the 19th, we would be minus one commissioner.
26th.
If we did it on the 26th, we'd also be minus one mm-hmm. commissioner.
And that's not a positive on my part. That's just pre-planned.
I would think if we can't work around that, then it would be better for the county, better for the clerk, that we would stick with the 19th. But that's just,
I think with the consideration of Mac being gone and already scheduled, that's fine with me.
And you could be excused
sure.
for that meeting. Okay, so what other changes?
Mr. Chairman,
yes, sir.
I will be in D.C. on March 5th at the NACO Legislative Conference. I don't know that it means we need to move that meeting. I'm on county business anyway, but
right.
if you can If you could be without me, well, it's up to the board.
And you will be gone probably that entire week?
Let's see. No, I think I get back Thursday that week. I get home probably midnight Thursday. Unless there's some reason I need to stay another day, and then I'd get home on the 8th.
Well, if that's the question, so you might have to say stay another day. I think we'll just excuse you.
Let's just plan on doing it.
I'll plan on doing the 5th.
On the 5th.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll just make note of that. Any other suggestions?
Mr. Chairman, on October 15th, I would like to see us change that meeting, which would be, we're meeting in Marbleton or Big Piney on September. Would it be possible to meet in Marbleton in October and have that meeting on Monday, the 14th?
General, do you have any problem with that?
October the 14th.
October the 14th, which is Monday.
The 14th instead of the 15th, right. And then deferring the September meeting in South County till October.
Till October.
Normally we have 4 meetings a year in South County. Mm-hmm. Normally that meeting is in September, and I have no problem with moving that meeting till October as requested. But what say ye?
Not making a difference to me.
I don't know.
Okay. October 14th is Columbus Day, and it's not a holiday we take off, but we're not sure about the other entities.
So what we would have to do is check with them to see if we can get a key to get in the building. Okay.
We'll have to have it there either.
It's not a holiday we take off. Okay, so we're not doing it. We're not scheduling a holiday. Yeah, I think that could be worked around in terms of a meeting place and getting the key as well. So
we'll still meet the 17th, only it'll be here?
Yes.
And then the 15th of October meeting is moved to the 14th?
In Marbleton. Now, normally in the past, we've alternated between Marbleton and Big Piney. We've had 2 meetings in each facility. I think with the accommodations in the Marbleton Town Hall, and I think that it matters little to the folks in South County whether we alternate or not, so I would like for us to just schedule all 4 meetings in Marbleton as opposed to alternating between Marbleton and Big Piney. So what I have so far, the meeting in January will be the 22nd, the meeting in February will be the 5th and the 19th, the meeting in March will be the 5th and the 19th. The meeting in April will be the 2nd and the 16th. Oh, let me back up a minute. The meeting in March will be the 5th and the 19th, with the 19th meeting being in Marbleton. The meeting in April will be the 2nd and the 16th. The meeting in May will be the 7th and the 21st. June will be budget week, the 3rd through the 7th. The commissioners' meeting would be held on June 4th in Marbleton. We have July, the meeting would be scheduled for the 2nd and the 16th, with the 15th being our budget hearing. The meeting in August will be the 6th and the 20th. The meetings in September would be the 3rd and the 17th, with that 17th meeting being held in Pinedale. The meeting in October would be the 1st and the 14th, with the meeting of the 14th being scheduled for Marbleton. The meeting in November would be the 5th and the 19th, with the meeting the 19th scheduled to be in Marbleton. And December, the meetings will be scheduled for the 3rd and 17th in Pinedale. That's what we have come up with. If that is satisfactory with you gentlemen, then I would entertain a motion to that effect.
What about January 7th?
What's that?
2020, January
7th. Oh, we go ahead and set the meeting for the first time, and with the addition of the first meeting in January being held on the first Tuesday, which is the 7th.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we set the calendar for 2019. Do I need to give all the days?
No, just as stated.
As stated previously.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Having done, gone through all that, I have one item of discussion with regards to the calendar. Our meeting on the 22nd will be somewhat abbreviated because we're going to Cheyenne that day. Do you gentlemen feel that there's any need that we start that meeting at 8 o'clock as opposed to 9 o'clock?
Yes.
I'll say the rest of it.
Make no difference to me.
Yep, no problem.
Well, I guess what I'm asking is, do you feel like there's a need that we allow ourselves that extra hour?
It gives us some time if we do have discussion on a couple of these issues.
Well, it seems to me the calendar's getting more full for the 22nd as we go.
Yeah.
So,
probably better.
With that, we have the meeting dates set in a motion. Let it just reflect that our meeting on the 22nd will start at 8 a.m.
8 o'clock. Okay.
So, is there any other discussion? If not, we have a motion and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right, as we move on down our agenda, we're now ready for Billy for Road and Bridge, if you would like to.
Yeah.
Have a seat.
We're just kind of. I really don't have a whole lot. We're just kind of doing the daily activities, you know, snow removal, snow catchers, still hauling gravel, still doing, you know, when we're not plowing and doing catchers, we're doing some dirt work where we can. We're doing some fixing some down in Piney, some washouts and stuff. So we're still doing dirt work and everything. I haven't really done. Because of the holidays and everything, we just kind of doing business as usual. Working on stuff for next summer, some project stuff. We're starting to put some numbers together on stuff and stuff that needs to be done. But it's about all we're doing at Road and Bridge.
Yeah, I don't have much to report on ours. We're just holding steady on Metal Arc and Bar Crossroad till next year.
Okay.
I don't have anything for today. I will say that Mary handed me a pile of stuff yesterday to go through that I haven't looked at yet. So,
we'll probably have any thought to your upcoming projects for the budget?
That's what I'm working on right now. Okay. Yeah.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Just a question for Billy. How are we coming with the crusher?
We're doing a lot of maintenance on it right now. I'm still waiting for a couple parts on it. Kind of had to, my one main crusher guy had to let go. He had some legal issues. So I'm kind of, I mean, we're okay, but kind of, we're going through all our MSHA training and everything. So that's kind of got us, that's going to delay us a little bit till I get that all straightened out, till I find another good guy. But I mean, we can still run with the others that I have. But there was a part of the computer on it for cold weather. Now we kind of had some issues letting it to getting it warmed up. It takes so ever so they come out with a new program, so we downloaded it. And it kind of had a virus, so we're kind of going through an issue there. But we should be up and running here as soon as that part comes in and we finish. We're doing some welding, redoing some of the metal inside and stuff, just wear items and stuff like that. But
so you had train up a new guy?
Yeah. It was a bad deal because this kid was really good. I mean, he was really good. He understood the computer part of it and everything. So he was really good, but it is what it is. We'll just move forward. So
you're in the process of advertising for
I haven't advertised yet.
You're just trying to
find
somebody?
Yeah, this just happened last week. So.
Okay.
So we will.
Okay.
But that's really all I got for the bridge.
Mr. Chairman, may
Yes, sir. Mr.
Billy, when I looked over some of the acquisitions that you had made, one of the things that jumped out at me, and I've since had it explained, but I'm going to ask you to do it again, if you would please. The 5 gallon of oil that cost $460 some.
It was actually, they were 5 gallon jugs, so I took 20 gallons. And 12 years ago, when Butch put me in charge of operations, I started bidding out all the oil in the fuel because first thing I noticed, we were paying at that time $41 a gallon for oil because the prior was just buy from, don't just whoever. So I started bidding it out. And so normally on our oil, we use straight synthetics. Because of our warranties, we have to abide by all their or voids of warranties. The oil you're talking about, I didn't have it on hand because it was for our compactor at the landfill. And it takes a special oil because the DEQ requires a certain oil for if it goes when it something like that. And that's what happened. A hose got ripped, compacting trash. The oil runs out of the machine. It's got to be DEQ approved and all this. So I didn't have that on hand. So I got it from Caterpillar. But it was 20 gallons for 400 some bucks. But it is more expensive because it's got to be a certain environmental safe. And also, on that compactor, that's our new compactor. And I have to use I can use other brands and everything, but I have to use what they tell me goes in that machine or it voids the warranty. So that's part of all the things. But it was 20 gallons. And one thing about Caterpillar, it can't be down. The compactor can't be down. So one thing with Caterpillar, they deliver every day. So I could have it by the next day and get the compactor going again. So that's why all our other oils and that, I buy in bulk and we bid that out and everything. And so that was the reason on that, but it was 20 gallons.
Well, 20 versus 5 makes, I didn't even see that.
Yeah.
What it amounts to, so.
Yeah, it was.
So after you kind of discussed it, Carrie showed me the voucher. It's actually five-gallon buckets at $90 a bucket, which come to that price. Yeah.
So, any other questions of Billy?
Thanks, Billy.
You bet.
And I would say, we are having an abbreviated meeting next month. We will not have the routine reports at our next meeting. Of course, if there's something significant going on or that we need to be made aware of, just contact me. Let me know if there's anything we need to bring to the commissioners. We can do it. Otherwise, we won't be planning on having a report from Road and Bridge next month,
okay.
in a formal fashion. Anything else? All right, thank you, gentlemen. Now, Billy, you want to keep your seat? We'll talk about waste management.
We're doing kind of last year we talked about this a lot. We're slowing down this time of year, kind of slows down there. So now we're just doing a lot of, still rebuilding a lot of the floors and stuff in the baler because, the metal's been just wearing, and so we're welding, doing a lot of welding down there. Working on the permit, but because of the holidays, everything's been kind of shut down. I've been trying to get my Raven permit, and so yesterday the guy I deal with DEQ, and that's really, really good, but he hasn't called me back. Well, I forgot the government shut down, so. So he's like, just keep doing what you're doing with the Ravens and stuff. Other than that, transfer station, we're working on that permit.
Yep, it expires in June, so I have to get that permit ready. But I talked to David Reed, and he says I only have to update the pages that change. So that'll save us a lot of time and money. Because the only thing that's changed is extra oil container, and instead of chipping the wood scraps, we're burning them on a weekly basis.
And we did get our burn permits. Yep. Done. So
are we still waiting on the permit or certification for the landfill?
The permit modification, we're still working on the technical aspects that David Reed brought up, but it's in the works, and our current permit's still good, so we should be set there, and then we'll get this updated plan for our next sales this spring, hopefully.
So you think we'll get the one permit for the landfill before we get it for the transfer station, or are we looking at still looking at 6 months?
I think transfer station probably.
Transfer station will go pretty fast. Really? It's only about 6 pages that have to get updated.
But we've been working on the other a lot longer.
Yep. But that was, David Reed wanted us, because a lot of his reviews on this initial were a technical aspect of it, and he wanted us to address that before they start their 60-day technical review. If they have to have everything done by 60 days, and then if it's not good, they have to disapprove it, and you have to start over. So he's just trying to give us a leg up so we can dot all our T's and cross all our I's before we turn in the revisions he was looking for.
Dotting your T's and crossing your I's.
Yeah, well, okay. Whatever it takes.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Mr. Bowser.
It's been my observation over 12 years that we're continually working on a landfill.
I was just hoping.
We're never not working on it.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
I don't recall which one, but you mentioned going up another lift. Has that worked out or not?
Well, he's going to come look. He was supposed to come in October, and then he got busy, and he told me he'll come. I mean, he's been pretty adamant about no, but I think when he comes out and we show him that even if we did another tier, we're still, I mean, right now we can go to 50 feet. And my whole thing on the thing is, I mean, right next where we're going to do our new cell, we can pretty much go as high as we want. Mm-hmm. I mean, so it makes no, I don't understand it, because we can still get our slopes and everything. I mean, he's open for that. It was no, and now he's kind of, well, let me look when I get out there. So I'm hoping.
Because we brought it up at our meeting with them about adding that extra tier on that cell that's already there. And they were just against it because it's an impacted site already, that there's a couple of monitoring wells that have some that are flagged, but they're still open to it. So something's going to change. Yeah.
So we're hoping.
That would give us another probably 8 years at least on that cell before we have to start that other one where we line it and
that other one's a big cell too.
Yep.
Well, 8 years is better than three.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
It makes a big difference.
Don't give up.
No.
But while we're, Mr. Chairman, while we're talking about that, we need to remember that next cell being lined is going to be tremendously expensive, and off the top of my head, I don't remember what we have in reserves to be set aside. So when that happens, we're prepared for it. It's something to remember come budget time.
And when we do the annual report at the end of the year, I'll have a better idea of what our waste rates are, so we can get an idea how much we have left in this cell. And then we can start getting the ball rolling on what we need to do to be ready so that we can close that one and have this other one ready to go.
Those double lined or triple?
They're double. With two sumps, it's no joke.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other discussion or questions? Any other comments, Billy?
No, recycling's going good. we're pretty just business as usual.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome to sit around.
See you.
Okay. Our next item is not till 10 o'clock with Dave's Electronics. At this time, Kerry, would you like to have a discussion with the commissioners about your concerns or what's new in your department or what your plans are or needs are or
what or any business to take care of.
I'm not there yet.
No, I'm sorry.
I would like to let the commissioners know that I will be available, but I also will be working when on the floor. Tracy has moved into Mary's old office, and Tracy is going to be available to the commissioners as well for any questions or concerns, projects. She and I are going to be a team. She's going to know what I know what she knows, and we're going to try to do this together. So if I'm not available, please feel free to talk to Tracy, because she'll be fully versed on what we're doing and what's going on in our office. So, and with the projects that the commissioners have that we're looking at too.
Okay. And you have a new employee that's coming on board?
I have a new employee coming on next Monday, on the 7th. He was working at Teton County, Idaho, as in the county clerk's office. So he'll be joining us. And the empty position that has been vacant for a while will be filled on the 28th with another employee. Those two employees are going to be splitting the job that I did before, because I felt like that needed to be a two-person job rather than a one-person job. And I will be overseeing them in that capacity as well.
Okay, so for the record, the new employee that's starting next week was one that was hired by the previous clerk.
Yes.
And then the one that you're anticipating or interviewing or whatever will be one that's to fulfill the vacancy that's been in the clerk's office.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
And just for, Mary, Tracy, and I interviewed several people, and the girl that's coming on at the end of the month most likely was one of those that we interviewed as well during the interview process.
Okay.
So, and do you have any questions for me about the clerk's office or?
Well, Mr. Chairman, just to get an understanding, then you're not budgeting an extra position, that you're still within the workload that we've always had.
Yes. Okay. When Cindy Friel left 2 years ago, we had slowed down in the clerk's office as far as car titles. It was kind of during the slump. We've picked back up. Mary never replaced Cindy. And we just dispersed her responsibilities among the three of us that were there. And so we're busy with car titles again, and so I feel like replacing her at this time, replacing that position, is justified. But it's not anything new for the budget.
It was in the budget from this year's fiscal budget.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Any other questions from the commissioners?
I have one that's not related to your office, but where are we with the extension office?
We are doing interviews tomorrow and Thursday, and I will be sitting in on those interviews as well.
Who all's on that interview committee?
The two people that are out there, the new person, Steve, and Glenn Owings, and myself.
Okay.
They're interviewing seven people.
Mr. Chairman, what we're talking about extension, I think it would be good to invite both Glenn Owens and the new 4-H person to a meeting to kind of update all of us on what's going on out there. We haven't even met the new 4-H position, and it couldn't be January. It'd have to be one of the February meetings.
Okay.
This is just to have them on 15 minutes, just give us a brief update on the 4-H person, on the 4-H program. Is it staying the same? How's it changing, if it's changing?
So do you want me to look at the February 5th meeting?
Whatever you can work out.
Whatever you can work in.
With the individual involved, we just like to see him put on the agenda.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Commissioner Baker.
So Carrie, did I not hear, or did I not want to hear, that one of the commission members would not be on this interview committee?
I don't think that that's been the case in the past, but if they want to, we can certainly put them on there. The interviews are tomorrow, like I said, from 1 to 3, and Thursday from 1 to 4. Well, actually to 5.
Normally, we have not. This is just for the secretary position that works for the 4-H person and for the extension agent. When we hire the extension agent or the 4-H person, we definitely work with the university and we have a commissioner on that committee.
I was that person when we hired Steve.
Yeah. But if somebody wants to,
No, that's fine.
I don't object to it at all.
The only reason I brought that up is because the rumor mill, if you would, is that the gentleman in charge out there now may have, I'm not sure quite how to just proceed with this, and so I won't.
Okay. Well, just let me know and I'll talk to them and...
Okay.
Very well done, Commissioner.
That's what I'll do, is nothing.
Yeah, and I think Commissioner Bowsman's right. When we have had the agent, whatever, we've participated in that in the past. This is the secretary for 4-H, and I think that is something that... we haven't participated in, and I don't see any reason that we should be.
Well, that person works for them, and not.
Yes, sure, that's right.
Where in their position, we have some oversight.
Right.
It's kind of like these two positions that Carrie's talking about. We've had nothing to do with that whatsoever. That was all done. The person that has been hired and the one that will be hired. That's up to the people that are working in that office.
Well, that's entirely up to the clerk and the clerk's
whomever.
Budget.
We have no
supervision in that capacity.
Well, so then, Mr. Chairman, please bear with me as we go along.
Sure.
I will learn as we go.
I understand.
I should or should not ask. So.
Well, Commissioner Victory, you did very well at with your judgment.
Yes. Yeah. See, that's all. You have to just make eye contact. Right? You'll be fine.
Okay. Fair enough.
Any other questions or comments for Carrie? We have another elected official, Ms. Parmacini. Would you like to address the commission? We'd like to say welcome aboard.
Thank you.
If you have any concerns that we can help you with, or if you would just like to.
I think right now the only concern we have is when Roxanna retired, Pam also retired. And as all of you probably know, Pam is our go-to when we're short-staffed. So I don't know if we can use Roxanna as our go-to person when we're short-staffed or if we need to have someone else in the back of our mind. So that when two of us are out of the office at one time, we have one other person that can come in and help cover so people can go to lunch and take a bathroom break or whatever. Our office is very busy, and when we only have two people, it's really hard to get anything done or even take a lunch break. So we do need to have one person either, like I said, Roxanna. I don't know if her health issues will allow for that. Or if we keep someone else in mind. I actually talked to Deanne the other day, and she said she would be willing to take that on as an on-call basis. She already knows the system. She knows how to run everything. I don't know if that's a possibility, but we do need to have somebody that can be our new girl for the day when people are gone. So,
when you say you don't know if that is a possibility, can you explain that? Is that a possibility in terms of the person you're speaking with, or is that a possibility within the realm of your authority?
I mean, I know that Deanne, I don't think she left on bad terms. I think that it would be fine for her to be that person. It would certainly make a lot more sense than pulling someone off the street and having to train them to work one day, because it's not a job you can just learn in one day. So it makes sense to have somebody either that we split with the clerk's office, have somebody from their office come over and train them on our side so that we can borrow that person when we're short-staffed, or have, like I said, somebody that already knows how to do what we do to come in and cover a day here and a day there.
I guess my thought is that would be up to your discretion.
Okay.
As long as it's within the budget that you have.
Right, and I think it is, because, you know, we've used Pam for years now since she retired. And so, you know, it's not all the time, it's just once in a while. But as long as, I mean, we haven't made any budget changes. I know Roxanna didn't make any budget changes when we did the last budget thing. So it shouldn't be a problem as long as it's kosher with you guys.
Commissioner Bowden?
I would just say that as long as it's within your budget, that's your decision. And if Roxanna is able and willing and wants to fill in and you're good with that, that's up to you.
Okay.
I would encourage you, though, to, if you're going to have somebody from outside come in and fill in, if there's a need for temporary something within the clerk's office to work together with the clerk, and if
we've kind of
they can do
about
some
that
of both,
bit.
Well, that benefits the county.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it's within your budgets.
Yeah.
Commissioner Noble?
Just snowballing out loud, something for you, the department heads in this building, is Dennis is always out of his office, too.
Right.
He leaves that office vacant quite a bit when he does septic systems and all that. So
right.
Between the three of you, if you could figure out how to fill all those empty holes.
Oh, that's a good thought.
We've talked, Dennis and I.
And I'm sure you're, just give it some thought.
Sure. Yeah, because I know when Kay retired 3 years ago, her position was never refilled. So really up till now, it hasn't been a big problem because we've had Pam to help cover. But we have talked about having, and I don't know how that works for budgeting since this is new for me too, having a part-time person that works, you know, 20 hours a week or something, or we share time between our office and Dennis's office or whatever. Because I know that they used to do that, share employees between offices. So.
Well, I think you certainly have the discretion to make those choices from the commissioner's standpoint. It's acceptable as long as you're working within your budgetary restraints.
And I'll talk to Carrie about what we've got for budget stuff.
Okay. Any other?
I have one more. Did you and Roxanne have a chance to get up to speed with the Vanguard situation?
I totally
yes.
forgot that.
I know we
as
have
best
a
as
meeting.
Possible.
Yeah, as much
time.
As possible. There is a meeting with John McKinley, who is our attorney
to
in Cheyenne, towards
in
the end
position.
Of the month, like the
yeah.
28th
yes.
or 27th, something like that.
Is that here?
No,
okay.
Conference call.
Conference. Okay.
So we'll be on the phone with him. As far as I know, at this point, nothing has changed.
Okay. Thank you.
We're
okay.
hoping Vanguard will pay up.
All right, a couple of comments I have. We're a little bit ahead of schedule before we get to Dave Smith. The first is I would like to appoint Commissioner Bousman to the Board of Directors for the WCCA in terms of being the representative from our commission, if Mr. Bousman is so willing.
I'm willing to continue doing that.
Okay. Thank you for your continued service. The other thing, briefly, in terms of change, not necessarily in format, but I am going to be working on a request form for the public to be used to be on the agenda. I anticipate having that for the commissioners to review and add any comment or changes. But my hope is, or my plan is, that moving forward, we will have an agenda request form that will be available on the county website, It'll also be available through the clerk's office to those that may need help or assistance in filling out that request form. And then I plan on having those agenda requests turned in to us by the Wednesday before the Tuesday meeting, with the anticipation that we would then have our agenda made public by that Thursday prior to the Tuesday meeting. So it's a little bit of a change. The hope is that we give the public a little bit more opportunity to have access to the agenda in the form of a request. The request form would be the person or the organization that they're representing, the nature of the request, the time involvement requested for that agenda item, and whether that agenda item would be informational or require action, so that we can make known to the public a brief description of what that agenda item will be. I also anticipate that rather than having reports given verbally at every meeting, we might move to where we have monthly reports from the sheriff's office, from Road and Bridge, from the landfill, with the caveat that if there's anything significant or pertinent that needs to be addressed, that can be addressed in front of the commissioners at any time. I'm hoping that will do a couple of things. Number one, free up our department heads and our working people for what their other jobs and responsibilities are. And also, it might clear up some time on the agenda that we might have space for additional agenda items that may come from the public. So I would think that we would have that ready to review and put in place by our next meeting. Fortunately or unfortunately, our next meeting's agenda is already getting fairly full. It's been kind of handed to us in that manner, and it does coincide with a short day for us because we will be leaving at noon to travel to Cheyenne in order to be at the legislative meeting with the WCCA. That's just some items of interest moving forward. Now, do the commissioners have any comments? Do we need a recess? Are we ready to move on?
Short break.
We'll take a short break, and then we'll move on to Dave Smith's 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I forgot.
It's kind of like, Mr. Chairman, it's kind of like I'm jumping out of the room. So far, so good.